Border corporates are having their AGMs run about now. It is AGM season, and it's important to remember what makes for a legally constituted AGM. To help us talk through this is Pearl Skoltema, who is the CEO of Fitzana Estates. Pearl, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Africa, and thank you so much for the invitation.
Thank you very much for joining us so early on a Monday morning, and I hope it was a wonderful Mother's Day for you yesterday, Paul.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much. I hope you spoiled your mom.
I was saying to Liesl a moment ago, we tend to focus more on my grandmother's birthday, which is tomorrow. So family is going to gather to remember her tomorrow and do a wonderful, special thing. AGMs, they are a legal requirement, aren't they? We have to have at least one annual general meeting as body corporate members, whether you like it or not.
That's correct. That's at least once a year, at least 4 months after the financial year end of your community scheme.
All right. 4 months after the financial year end of your community scheme, you must have an AGM. What are you legally required to do at that AGM, Paul?
That is a very, very important. It's usually underestimated and not regarded as very important, but it is extremely important. I'm sure you've often heard members say that, these trustees, they just do what they want, but they don't realize as a registered member, they have the opportunity to nominate a trustee or a scheme executive of their choice. So many things happen at an annual general meeting. Prescribed management rule 17 specifically prescribes the agenda of the meeting. You have to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. You have to have a look at the financial audit report and approve such. You have to discuss and consider budgets. Either the operational budget pertaining to the normal month-to-month expenditure or the special budget or capital budget, as it's referred to, pertaining to the 10-year maintenance plan each body corporate has to have in place. So two budgets are being approved, and if you are not there or attending, to state whatever your concerns are, then obviously you have to abide by the majority decision, whether you're there or not. So it's extremely important to be at an annual general meeting.
And what percentage of the board of corporate members would need to be present at the AGM in order for it to be a quorum?
Okay. Once again, prescribed management rule 19 says a quorum at an annual general meeting, if you have a sectional title scheme consisting of less than 4 primary units or sections, 66.6%, two-thirds, would represent a quorum. If you have a scheme more than 4 primary sections, then the quorum would be 33.3%, one-third, of all the registered sections in number and in value.
And because you would have had that meeting hopefully within the first 4 months of the financial year end of your scheme or whatever the entity is you have, one should have a set of financials surely to consider, right? Because they would need to approve whatever was obviously done last year, and often those numbers will then impact on what is budgeted for the coming year as well.
100%. You use the audit report as a base, obviously your previous budget compared to what the actuals were reflected in the audit report, and then based on that information, you estimate of what it should be the months going forward. But remember, those are only estimates. It can change at any time, but usually that's a very good guideline.
And just to reiterate the point you made earlier, Pearl, just because you're not at the meeting does not mean that you are not bound by the decisions taken by a legally constituted and quorate meeting.
Very important statement. Yes, you are bound by that, whether you are present or not. If the meeting constituted a proper quorum, decisions were made, you unfortunately are obliged to abide by those.
What is the legal notice period that you need to give as the chair of the Board of Corporate for that AGM meeting?
That is 14 days. The scheme executives can decide to give a meeting with earlier notice of 7 days, but if you decide to include matters that require special or unanimous resolution, then unfortunately 30 days or 60 days, depending on the notice given, on the decision taken, has to be given. But in normal circumstances, 14 days notice.
Paul, here's a voice note with a question and comment for you.
Mm-hmm. Greetings. I would like to get clarity. If a person presents the projects that you want to do in the new financial year and you cost them high level, can you actually take them to the AGM and get them approved, especially when they have capital nature? We had several years of no projects being done. We then made the necessary arrangements to the cover of the arrears, which is going to be about 500,000 in order to do all the major projects. And I just want to know, can a person proceed in this manner and then get the approval and then go ahead and do these projects?
Paul?
Yes, actually they should. It is compulsory at an annual general meeting to consider both the normal monthly expenditure as well as capital expenditure, and there must be a budget presented for both. In other words, for your normal monthly contribution, you would decide to increase by 5 or 6%. For capital projects, as the lady just explained, depending on the cost, you would divide that according to the participation quota, meaning the size of each section, and you have to determine over which period this will be paid. Are you going to do this over a period of 12 years? For 24, 36 months, depending on when the projects commence, and how much do you have available in your current reserves? Will that be able to subsidize a portion of the expenditure, or will you have to recover the whole? So her question was, should this be taken to an AGM? Yes, definitely it should. That is the forum where this needs to be discussed and approved.
Certainly not related to the question just asked, but Paul, if you are a Board of Corporate member, a sectional title scheme member, and you object to any of the expenditures, both operational and capital, that are being proposed, it is your right to be able to raise the objection at this meeting, isn't it?
Yes, of course it is. But as I've mentioned before, if you have a quorum and the matter would proceed to voting, despite your objection, you'll have to abide by the majority decision.
Fair enough. Paul, thank you very much. I have no doubt we'll chat to you at least one or two more times as the year unfolds, as AGMs are held and people have questions left to be answered, Stella.
You are more than welcome. And thank you once again for inviting me.
Thank you very much, Paul Skultema. Paul is the CEO of Fitzane Estates. Of course, talking to us about AGMs, because it is generally season for annual general meetings of body corporates as well as sectional title schemes.